This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's the show called What's on Your Mind. Called What's on Your Mind for a reason. I'll do some introductions here because we have added to the roster of places on your radio dial that you can hear What's on Your Mind. 970 WDAY. 970 WDAY. So welcome to the large and loyal audience of 970 WDAY Radio, to What's on Your Mind, and to the Flag family. We are excited. Today is day one that we're broadcasting on both stations, on both this program and the one before. So, glad to have it. Todd, the radio god Mitchell.
Hello.
Legendary radio force. In Bismarck, Mandan, for how many years now, Todd? How many?
24.
And before you were in Bismarck, you were where?
Columbus, Ohio, for a few years, and Outer Banks, North Carolina. I grew up in Minneapolis. Grew up right by the Lake Street Riot location, as a matter of fact. And
oh,
so there's the bio.
That's awesome. So Todd's part of the family that you'll hear co-host with me. He has something known as the bell, and the bell is like a little doggy treat. For me.
I also have this thing here that he really hates to hear.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to mention that, but yeah, there is the buzzer when I've... So bad grammar gets the buzz, generally, and I don't know what else I forget now, but if it's like the shock collar is what it is for me.
We're a little Pavlovian here, yeah.
He's got the remote for the shock collar. Things get a little out of control, but, you know, risk and reward, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yes, Kevin Flynn is here as well, and so Todd's in Bismarck, Kevin's in Fargo, Daniel answers the phones and mans the master control to get the signal to all of the radio stations that cover What's on Your Mind, which, as we mentioned, is now WDAY, AM 1100 The Flag, 550 K-Fire, KLTC in Dickinson, and KTGO out there, Williston, Watford City, and Tioga. Kevin Flynn mans the Master Control Fargo.
Present, and Daniel's at the Satellite Center, as we I think we call it that, don't we?
The Satellite Center?
The Sat Center. Yeah. He's at SATCOM.
That's where it goes to uplink to all of our...
He's at SATCOM 1.
All our fine stations, yes.
And, does he have buttons to push rockets into space, too? Or I mean,
I don't know.
What doesn't he have over there?
How many years in this market? Don't do all the markets you've been in, or it'll take the whole show. Just this market, Kevin. How long in Fargo-Moorhead?
Started out here in 1980, came back up here in 96. So I've been here ever since, yep.
Been since 96.
Yep, 40th year this year on the radio.
So you have some KG veterans, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I've been around.
I actually moved to North Dakota to work for some radio stations in Grand Forks, including a station we built there very early on, KCNN, a news talk station. Actually, the first news talk station as we know it. Now in North Dakota,
was before the first CNN one that became fake news, right?
Right, exactly. It was all news all the time. Anyway, that was about 1984, right? Yeah, and then I moved up there since 84 to 2001. Moved to Fargo in 2001, and where did I go? WDAY. 8 years, wonderful years. WDAY. That's right. So it feels like a homecoming of sorts, and now. Of course, I'm on the Flag as well. So Flag and WDAY, my two radio homes in this fine community these last however many years that is. What is it, 19 years now? It is. Lived in Fargo longer than I lived in Grand Forks.
Yep, that's right.
Grand Forks is my adopted hometown. Daniel is the person you're going to talk to when you call us on What's on Your Mind. Have a question or a comment or anything that you want to talk to. Daniel is the man. He is just a consummate radio professional. So he's going to answer your call. We should do a quick little caller clinic here just so folks know. Daniel, how are you doing today, by the way?
Doing pretty good.
Good. Daniel's on the job. So I decide to call and say that Hennen is a idiot. I've got to call and slap him upside the head. And I dial 800-228-0550. This toll-free number, 800-228-0550.
And did you just say Hennen is a idiot?
You know, I'm saying that's what somebody
may want to
say.
Yeah.
And so I'm just giving an example. Was the buzzer for the fact that
grammar's
I'm not an
grammar.
Idiot? Or... Oh. Is that... yeah. Didn't I say... What
did I say? Is a idiot is an idiot.
Seriously? I think I said wrong my entire adult life.
You could go both ways on that.
Yeah, would you?
Is an...
More English seizure.
Yeah,
then.
I suppose.
A grammar police there. Happy trigger.
Somebody's got to be one.
With his buzzer. So, Daniel, I call in and I say, hey, I want to get on the radio and say, Scott Hennen is an idiot. And what do you say at that point?
Well, I usually start out just by asking a name and location, and once I got that, I'll ask for a topic. And if they want to say that, I'll put that in the topic, and we'll get them on air.
Does everybody get on? I mean, in other words, if they call you, you put them on the board, right, no matter what?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right, and the only reason somebody wouldn't get on would be time. I mean,
yeah.
20 calls come in the last 5 minutes of the show, we're not going to get everybody on. So that's always a good reminder. If you have something to say, you want to get off your chest, what's on your mind, call early in the program and get in. Because we take a lot of calls in this show. We take a lot of more calls than any other program does by a mile. And that's awesome because it means we're here as a resource for our fine listeners. We love it. Love every bit of it. Get a lot of texts as well. I'll tell you about the text in a minute. Okay, so what do you not want them to say? What is kind of the frustrating thing when people do, like, call and vent on you, Daniel, and say, you know, Ed Hennen is such an idiot that I can't even believe he did this or that or the other thing, and they're, like, telling you. You don't have time for that, right?
Well, I do sometimes. Sometimes I can have a conversation, but a lot of times, no.
Right. Can't do it. All right, so when you call... Tell him your name. Tell him where you're from. And by the way, if you're from Taunton, don't say Taunton because people in Tuttle have no idea where Taunton is. So you say Taunton, Minnesota. You say Freedom, South Dakota. You say, you know, you give us the name and town as well as the state, okay, when you call. All right. Did we cover everything? Anything else, Daniel, from the caller clinic we need to cover?
No, I think that's about it.
Okay, and Leah Backstrom is here, and Leah is sitting next to me here in the studio. She has a laptop in front of her. What are you doing over there, Leah?
I am live blogging the show.
What does that mean, live blogging the show?
So I go onto our What's On Your Mind Twitter page and try to basically take all of what we've talked about and condense it as much as possible for those that can't tune in.
So there's the deal. You miss the show, you can come back and go, oh, what did they talk about, or what was the summary, or whatever, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Blogging is writing, correct? And then vlogging with a V is video.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Is that right?
So you're writing stuff.
Jesus. Yes.
So
absolutely.
That video I do every week, is that a vlog?
Yes.
That would be a vlog. Yes, that's
vlog.
Every Monday.
I've been doing that for a year, and I didn't even know that's what it was. How about that?
See?
I just follow instructions.
I'm learning this stuff, too.
I just follow instructions from Leah. Leah's our digital...
Queen.
Queen, yeah, exactly right. She is in the C-suite of all things digital on the program, and we appreciate her very much. So the websites, by the way, are fantastic. So you got to check those out as well. We're working on the WDAY one as well. Add that to the family, but a lot of great info there for you. So good stuff. As does Todd and the iHeartMedia sites, which are always great. And actually, you can listen to this show on the iHeartMedia app. So that's kind of a nice little feature there as well. So there's apps. That we have flag apps, but the iHeartMedia app's legendary. A lot of people get their favorite radio station right there, wherever they are. There's never a reason to miss anything because you can take it with you on your phone. Another way we solicit input here on the program is by text. And I love this. I've never been part of a program that gets more text, gets more input you know, some people are at a desk. They're unable to call, make a call. They're busy, but they can shoot in the best of all texts and really insightful stuff. I mean, either did you hear about or a great comment for something, questions for our guests, fantastic. So you may think this is a little crazy, but Todd and I actually give out our numbers so you can text us. So then you have not one but two of us to get your text and information to. Todd, what number would they text you at?
701-226-8503. 226-8503. And it's not a burner phone. I only have one. So whenever you text me, you're texting me.
Do I want to know what a burner phone is? I don't even know. Is that legal?
Burner. Well, yeah, legal.
Oh, okay. I mean, you use
might
it once
be doing some illegal
away,
things if you have one.
Yeah. Right, yeah, exactly. My text number for you to text me questions and or comments of any kind, 701-367-2054. Okay, now you met the team with the exception of Chris Larson, who's gone today, our fine producer. But we are going to get to it right after this break on What's On Your Mind. Don't dream of touching that dial.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Help us kick off the holiday driving season Friday, November 20th at Cashwise, 43rd Avenue Northeast, North Bismarck. Stop in for special deals, including saving 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88. Your safe, economical fuel choice. Unleaded 88 is a high-performance fuel that is safe for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Other deals include a Works car wash for only $2 and the chance to win gift cards. Kick off the holiday driving season. Stop at Cashwise, 43rd Avenue North Bismarck, November 20th, and save 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
I'm Jim, I'm NDFlagpoleGuy.com, and I love America, so do you. I crisscross these great plains from Minnesota to Rapid City to every corner of North Dakota. And the message is always the same, thank you for doing what you do. Now I want to say thank you for flying that flag. Call me, 701-571-3524, or go to NDFlagpoleGuy.com. I've got a flag ready to fly for you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you're down and confused, back on What's On Your Mind, to ask a question, what's on your mind? Call us and let us know at 800-228-0550. Text Todd or me. Should be a bell, but Todd's at 701-226-8503. We got to pull the bells out of him. You notice that?
I beg for them.
701-367-2054 for yours truly. I want to talk about Thanksgiving a minute here. By the way, we will be here on Thanksgiving. And also Friday, I have a little tradition. I go find the best Black Friday stuff, and I broadcast from there. And hands down, top 10 holiday deals goes to hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Oh, my gosh. You think I'm lying, folks? Let me throw out a few things here. NDSU fans in the audience, I imagine so. You know those awesome Adirondack chairs? I don't know why they call them Adirondack chairs, but you kind of sit back in them, you know. I think of the Adirondack Mountains, you know. You're sitting back and gazing at the mountains. You kind of really go deep into the chair. You know what kind of chair I'm talking about, guys?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a heck of a chair. I can see those mountains from North Dakota.
Yeah,
I love those.
You probably can. Get a load of this. You buy one, you get one free. They got to buy one, get one on the NDSU Adirondack chairs and hot spring spas, pool tables, too. I kid you not. Foosball! Speaking of Taunton, Minnesota, it brings me back to my days in the basement of Uncle Hank and Auntie Marie's place where our cousins...
Little table soccer?
Would duke it out.
Oh, yeah.
With a little foosball. That was right after they made me pee in a socket. It actually happened. It actually happened. They still laugh about it every family reunion. Remember that time we told you to pee in a socket and you actually did? That happened.
I built a killer foosball table senior year. Made my own, yep.
Killed Kevin with that socket deal.
Yeah,
there.
You should have known better.
So, like, $1,299. The shuffleboards they have there are phenomenal.
Oh, really beautiful.
Oh, my gosh, they're so cool. They're cool. I have a friend in Dallas, client, actually, and whenever we go down to Dallas, he says, let's go play shuffleboard. He's got his buddies over there, and everybody's, you know, all competitive. You have more fun with that, I tell you.
Oh, it's great winter time.
York 14-foot shuffleboard is $4,500. That's $2,000 off. Here's one of my personal favorites, the infrared Finleo sauna. This one is a T820. Now, that normally would be $59.99. It's yours for $39.99. And do the research on this because you'll find 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes a day in a sauna. Your risk of all the bad stuff is reduced greatly. It really is. It's a wellness product. Anyway, hot spring spas and pool tables, too. They're in West Fargo. We'll be there for the show on Friday, but they're also in Bismarck and also in Grand Forks. And, of course, online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com. All right, I promised I was talking about Thanksgiving. I'm going to go to Dale in Bismarck, who's waiting to weigh in here first, however. Dale, what's on your mind? Welcome.
Well, I was just wondering on Biden on his, I don't know if it's true or not, the corruption they say that he has done, and nobody's proven right or wrong yet, but I think it should be proven before he becomes president. Is there any way that different states can sign petitions? We sign petitions all the time for different things. Is there any way we can sign petitions to hold him off until he goes to court? I have no idea if that's possible or not.
Well, you can get on a list and you can petition without question. Does it affect any change? I don't think, for instance, and I'm not there yet. I am not there yet. And a lot of fake media is, some Republicans, an increasing number are, they want to move on. They want to just, you know, sweep this under the rug and be done. And I'm like, wait a minute here. I don't want to have to think about this for 4 years. That this guy, when we hear a month after inaugural day, oh, did you hear about the trunkload of ballots that came like we did with Al Franken stealing the race from Norm Coleman? There'll be all kinds of stuff.
Yep.
Let's just take a deep breath. Let's use the process that is available to us. It's called civil litigation. You go into these courtrooms, and by the way, don't buy, oh, they got thrown out of court. That's fake news. They got thrown out of court. First of all, very little evidence has even been presented to this point. They're going in for standing. They're going in for the ability to go out and get the information, discovery as they call it. And when they say no, it means you got to go to the next court to do it. Because all it means is a lower court. And really, this should be before the Supreme Court anyway. So, having said all that, Dale.
I hope so.
I mean, yeah, I pray about it. I pray about it, honestly. What's wrong with praying for the just outcome? What's wrong for praying for facts and the rule of law and nothing? Nothing. And we can only hope that happens. Because you know what? Sorry to go on my soapbox here, Dale, but I'm looking at epoch times. I call it epic. Some people call it epoch. I don't know and I don't care. Todd can ring his little buzzer all he wants. I'm going to call it what I want. But you say it's epic?
It is epic. I get their video.
Why don't they spell E-P-I-C?
I know. I think it was taken.
Well, yeah. So anyway, Kramer finally
showed his colors. He wants to move on, too.
Hang on a second, Dale. Yep. Let's talk about that in a second, okay? I want to just say I'm looking at a double truck article entitled The 4-Year-Long War on Trump. Efforts to undermine the president haven't stopped since 2016. You start with the FBI under Obama in a politically motivated investigation. The media has been corrupt. The FBI has been corrupt. Comey, McCabe. The shadow from Russia that never was. All of the illegal leaks. They're illegal. You can't do that. You can't do what all designed to undermine the president. The special counsel investigation by Mueller. Pure garbage. The permanent government. Right? I mean, a friend of mine that works in the White House told me that the day he joined the White House, which was like a year into the Trump administration, that he estimated that about 60 to 70% of the apparatus around the White House, in other words, the staff in the White House, were against the President of the United States. If that doesn't shake you to the core, Dale, I don't know what will. That's because of the permanent government. But Black Lives Matter, Antifa, foreign interference, impeachment, the China virus, it was all his, all these manufactured dead narratives that have been out there, and now the election fraud. It's been unbelievable. So can we just take some time? They've taken him to task for 4 years. Let's just take some time and get it right. If they find out Biden is the president, fine. Then Biden's the president, but we'll have gone through this process at least. Now, what do you want to say about Kramer?
Well, he showed his true colors the other day.
Move your phone a little bit there, Dale. I lost you after showed his true colors.
How's that?
Better, yep.
Is that better?
Yep. Okay. You're multitasking, aren't you, Dale?
He was for Trump off and on, and now he wants to move on. And I think that's not the right thing. And Hoeland very seldom spoke out. To me, he's a globalist, and that's my opinion. And as far as Black Lives Matter and all that stuff, you want to go back into history, which nobody teaches us history anymore. The slaveries. The black people had as much in slavery as the white. It should have never happened.
Sadly, you're right. There is just some of that that's never recovered. And the Democrats are the racist party. I mean, look at history. Thanks, Dale. Appreciate it. I think you're wrong about Kevin Kramer, and even the president agrees with Senator Kramer on the transition now, but we'll talk
it's
about
time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's have them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former White House advisor Dick Morris told Newsmax TV on Monday that Democratic presidential voter turnout was disproportionately larger than the population gains.
For example, in Phoenix, there were 48% more votes cast in 2020 than in 2012. Now, the population of Phoenix did rise by 14% in that period, but there were 48% more votes. In Atlanta, it grew by 9%, and there were 30% more votes. In Detroit, where there was no population gain whatsoever, in fact, there was a little loss, somehow 50,000 more people voted, a 10% increase. And the only way that that increase can be found, can be justified, is by ballot stuffing.
The GSA has greenlit the transition process for President-elect Biden, while President Trump is disputing election tallies claiming voter fraud. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Radio programs have bumper music with a cowbell in it. Right?
Well, we need more cowbell there, obviously, too.
I mean, come on. We're the king. We're number one in cowbells, ladies and gentlemen. We're very, very proud of that fact. Scott Hannon back. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550 is a toll-free telephone number wherever you're listening. Text us to 701-367-2054. That's beautiful. 701-226-8503 for Todd, the radio god, Mitchell.
I defy somebody to find more cowbell than that one.
Oh, do you now?
Yeah,
it's a challenge.
Don't you two start a cowbell?
What song is the most cowbell in it?
Never hear the end of it, for crying out loud. Oh, I love this song. I love this song.
Bring it.
All right, get the scoreboard going. Hey, we're brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. And I mentioned that Black Friday is coming after Thanksgiving. Folks, what a time we are in, right? Where you're, you know, how do you shop? Where do you shop? When do you shop? Who am I buying for? Am I going to see them? Do I have to ship it to them? All the things we're going through this year. And I want to talk about Thanksgiving here in a little bit. But I am so grateful that our friend Mike Lindell from MyPillow has given us a special for the What's On Your Mind audience. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $29.98. Okay, let me go back to the Montevideo High School days. I'm a Mohawk and I'm proud of it. $40 off by my math right there. $69.98 to $29.98.
Killer deal.
Unbelievable. I don't know my math teacher, though. English teacher, Claude Juck. Gym teacher, Rick Jaeger. Why?
All I know is that MyPillow will change your life.
That's right, it will. And thank you, Kevin, for getting me back on track. Anyway, I'm just checking my math with my credentials. $69.98. Now it's $29.98. If you want a king, $5 more. But that's a $40 savings, folks. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Square, you'll find that amazing offer, but also deep, deep, deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Giza Dream Bed Sheets. The MyPillow Mattress Topper. That's unbelievable. MyPillow Towel Sets. 800-506-9028. Let's go to Dunn County and Debbie on What's On Your Mind. Does everybody know where Dunn County is? I hope so. It's North Dakota. North Dakota, out west. Hello, Debbie.
Hi. I just want to say a couple things before you respond. I support Kevin Cramer. I will always support Kevin Cramer. I am so shocked at how people jumped on that bandwagon yesterday of what he said based on a misleading, deceiving headline, and just ready to oust him, recall him, vote him out. I was like, people, read the headline, consider the source, and keep supporting him. If we have to eat our own people before we even know what they really said, we're doomed, because we're supposed to be supporting the process, Trump, Kevin, and our representatives. We don't have time to defend them when we need to be supporting them. That's what I have to say. I'm just shocked at some of the conservatives who had jumped on that bandwagon. I understand they have a right to their opinion, but it's based on a misleading headline. And that's why I'd like, I know you've already been talking about it, but try to explain what he meant. I get what he said. Everybody is pretty much getting tired. They are tired. But I understand that there needs to be some sort of a transition. That doesn't mean that Trump or Kevin have given up, and I still support him, and I hope the people will too, and consider the source of all the information coming out about what he said.
Well, thank you, Debbie, for two things. One, what you said, and second of all, for telling me I want to say something before you say anything, and I'm perfectly fine with that. Some people like a dialogue, other people just want to talk, and that's fine. I'm glad you told me, and if anybody else said it, I don't want to be interrupted. I just give me a minute. I just want to talk. You just tell me that anytime is no problem.
Thank you. So,
I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but the president called Senator Kramer yesterday, and it wasn't to say, hey, what about this? What about that? Why'd you say this? In fact, the president himself yesterday put forward the authorization on the transition process and did it because the woman that was heading GSA, General Services Administration, they handle all that transition stuff and lots of other things in government, that she was being harassed. Our family was being threatened. It was like ridiculous. He's like, enough, enough, enough. Let's just do this. So we can't become them as conservatives. We can't become this rabid, foam at the mouth, lose your mind, spin your head around, and pea soup comes out kind of people. We can't. Now I'm tired too. I'm worn out too.
Yeah.
I want this settled. I'm sick of what they've done to Donald Trump for 4 years. Drives me insane. It's right underneath our nose. And I can't even believe it. I believe he won this election. I believe if we count every legal vote and we remove the garbage of mail-in votes. Just one quick fact on mail-in votes. Do you know, Debbie, that we had more mail-in votes this election than at any other time in history because of the coronavirus? Isn't that convenient, right? That was a good time for people that love stealing elections to get through everything they did. And they did some of it even without regard to the Constitution, which says, hey, legislatures need to decide this stuff. But anyway, set that aside for a second. We had more mail-in ballots by a gazillion than we've ever had nationwide. Do you know we had like 70% average less rejection rate this time than we did even 4 years ago? Because there were some mail-in ballots, just a limited amount of those before. But the rejection rate on those, in other words, no, you didn't follow the rules, nope, you're out. The rejection rate there with that few was 70% more than with all these ballots. You know what? If you don't think that stinks to high heaven, you got your head buried in the sand and you love Joe Biden and you don't care about the rule of law or the Constitution.
Exactly.
Because that's 100% right. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. So
no, that's all right. Go ahead.
Don't interrupt me. One more thing. I was listening to a radio talk show host yesterday, and you probably know who it was. You probably were listening to. He said something very interesting about this commission that in 2005 took information about how to keep fraud from happening in an election. And every single one of the items, I can't remember all of them right now, but you probably know what I'm talking about, that they presented to President Bush at that time in 2005, I believe it was what is happening right now. So what this radio talk show host decided that it might be was not a highway to prevent fraud, but looked as if it was a highway to promote it. You know what I'm saying? Do you know what the commission was?
I do. In other words, rather than a fact-finding thing to build your system, you know, more robust and prevent the fraud, they end up using the tips that came from the weak points and built it in the system. I've not heard what you're talking about, but it makes sense. It may be worth checking out.
But one of the things was to prevent and not have so many mail-in ballots. That's a roadway to
fraud.
What we're had now. Instead of preventing it, it helped it along. They used it. I'll try to find a link to it and text it to you. But
I would also, that'd be great. And I would also say, Debbie, that you're right about Kevin Cramer. And what Kevin Cramer did on Sunday on Meet the Press was the same thing President Trump did on Monday in the Oval Office. And that was, that the transition is just a process. It doesn't mean you're blessing it or anything's crossed the line or anything else. It's just saying, you know, and some people say, I don't want Biden having information about China. Look, he knows everything there is to know about China and more, both from having his kid over there and all the deals and all the years that he was vice president getting the information. So, and as candidate. He got it as candidate, too. So, he knows everything he needs to know. Meanwhile, what we can do as conservatives, I believe, is give support to people like Kevin Cramer. And by the way, I'd say the same about John Hovind. While John Hovind may be silent, that doesn't mean he's not doing much on this. And we're working on an interview with Senator Hovind to talk a little bit about it. Kelly Armstrong, everybody you know in government, anybody that serves you, let them know how important you think it is to count every legal vote. That's all you're asking for. And
exactly.
You know,
and us?
We get painted as crazies. We get painted as wackos. They can't give it up. And it's the Trump nut jobs. They're just no. We revere the Constitution. We revere
one
the rule of law.
Exactly. One thing we don't want the Dems to see us eating each other. I mean, somebody said something the other day, and I've always said this. We're the only ones that will eat our young.
Yeah.
Really, seriously.
No,
I mean, it's because we do stand up for what we believe in, and we do express our opinions. But we need to support these guys, let the process play out, and see what happens. I mean, we can't just go ready to bring them out. I was really upset yesterday, you know, and I kind of told some people in a nice way.
A lot of people were. Yeah, exactly. Don't believe Sidney Powell has been kicked out, and now, Rudy's trying to fight with this. It's all the swamp. It's all how they work. It's all what we've lived through the last 4 years. Debbie, nice talking to you. Appreciate it. Debbie in Dunn County. To John in Washburn. What's on your mind there, John? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, kind of redundant, but in the vein of the previous caller. Yeah, I thought Kevin Cramer did a great job, but I really had to analyze it because the left, these nowadays, these people are psychos. They're vicious creatures, and he had to thread a needle, and he did. And it confounded them because he politely, and he slipped in there stuff like you don't see us rioting in the streets and burning cities because we didn't get our way, and he managed to do that. He walked that tightrope to both get some zingers in there and make some valid points, and you can't give these lefties anything to work with. I mean, the slightest grammar. Remember Potato with Dan Quayle?
Oh, yeah.
You know. And I think he did a superb job. I moved out here from the East Coast. I've been worried about the politeness is going to kill you guys, but, you know, because they're animals. You know, I moved to get away from these people, and he did a superb job. He really did. But a person really has to look at the whole thing in context and listen to all the words.
And we're not animals. No, we're good neighbors. Everything's good there?
Oh, wonder. Are you kidding? It's like a trip back in time. I love it.
Oh, beautiful, John. Thanks for sharing that story. Mike in Wyoming wants to talk a little bit about long-term care. Clinton Fezzenden wants to talk about masks. Randy in Bismarck, a little political chatter. Whatever you'd like to talk about, call us now. What's on your mind?
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Have you been to a PetroServe USA lately? Come on in. Home cooking with grab-and-go convenience, great specials all month long like Pepsi products, 20-ounce containers, 99 cents, or 24-packs for $5.99. Two for $2 salted nut rolls, jacklings, 3 1/4-ounce package, $3.25, jerky, $3.69, or popcorn Annapolis, $3.39. Plus, weekly specials, great deals every day, grab-and-go convenience with that home cooking, you're going to love it. At PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The Hot Spring Spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
With the cowbell theme to today's program, we aim to please folks with our bumpers here on What's On Your Mind. 800-506-9028. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd the Radio God's here. Kevin Flynn as well. Welcome to WDAY 970, part of the Flight family now, so part of our broadcast of What's On Your Mind beginning today. Glad to have you along. Love to have you call or shoot us a text, 701-367-2054. Let me tell you about some lunch specials today. That'd be a great grab-and-go way to have some home cooking. Because usually when you grab and go, it's not home cooking. You know what I'm saying? It is not. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie in Valley City. Meatball dinner in Harwood. Country fried steak at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Or beefy noodle at 12th Avenue North. The food is fantastic at PetroServe USA. That's a great example. Those are the daily specials at some of their locations. Two sides and a bun come with every one of those. But there's all kinds of things for you to choose from. Karma rolls are my personal favorite. I was checking out the other day with a karma roll. The guy at the Petra Surf counter says, I would recommend 30 seconds in the microwave. And I'm like, you think? I'm going to do about 40, and I'm going to put a pat of butter on there that's about the size of Texas.
Delicious!
Oh, I'm telling you, their karma rolls are so dang good. I think Valley Dairy gets credit for those up in Grand Forks. But anyway, we're back on What's on Your Mind. Let's see here. Oh, a meme is never as good read as it is when you see it, but this one I have to take a shot at.
Okay.
If 2020 was a food, okay, the year of 2020 was a food.
Was a food, yep.
It'd be a lutefisk hot pocket. But wait, there's more. But wait, there's more.
Okay.
Cooked in a gas station microwave. There you
Lutefisk cock pocket.
The only person
perfect.
The only person offended by that is Carol Juven.
Carol
Juven, right now.
What's wrong with a lutefisk cock pocket? That'd be fantastic.
In fact, I might do those. Yeah.
So how about a greasy pork sandwich served in a dirty ashtray?
Oh, okay. Welcome to 2020. Mike is in Wyoming and listening to What's on Your Mind. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, I just got a quick thing. I lost my mother about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and it didn't really hit me why. She was in a long-term care facility, and I don't know if you know how they're doing it now, but they close their dining rooms down. The people stay in their room at all times. And this is not an indictment of long-term facilities. It's just my mother could not feed herself. She couldn't get up. She couldn't walk, barely talk. And so her care went downhill because they do not have the people. They don't have the time. And so I took her home after they called me after I hadn't seen her in months because I could tell she had just dwindled and she hadn't been taken care of because feeding her when she lived with me took hours. And the people there don't have the time. So if anybody out there has someone in the facility and they're in that situation where they can't feed themselves, I'm just telling you right now, it's not happening. So I just urge anybody who has a family member in that type of situation, if they can, to bring them home because it's just not good right now. We're losing people left and right in those facilities. And it's not an indictment of the system. It's just the way it is right now because they can't go in every room and sit for 2 hours to feed somebody because they run out of time.
Mike, you are a hero, just so you know. That's an incredible thing you did. And you know, you did it for your mom, and that's not easy. I mean, my gosh, I'm just in awe. I really think
we got her home for 3 days, and her grandkids, my 5-year-old and 3-year-old and 12-year-old, sat with her for 3 days and played music and talked, and she improved, and she was way more relaxed. And my mom's had Huntington's chorea, if you know what that is, for 35 years. She was 84 years old. So most people don't live that long. So my mother got a long life. I'm not mad or angry. I'm just warning people that if their family member is in there and they can't take care of themselves, if they can't feed themselves, that's a red flag to me. So if anybody out there, I'm just telling you, if you have a loved one in that situation, they're not going to get out of it. Because the people, and it's not, when I took my mom home, those folks there said, this is the best thing for her. She needs to go home. And not one of them was mad, upset. They cried when she left. They hugged her because they understood that they couldn't do what they needed to do.
Yeah, you're very kind towards the people that were taking care of your mother. And my mom was in memory care, and I same thing. I mean, these people are all like angels. I mean, they all have wings. It's just phenomenal. But my mother-in-law right now is in. We can't see her. We can't bring her home for Thanksgiving. You know, our own producer Chris Larson is like a prisoner.
Yeah,
at Luther Memorial Home. And you know, I do think, and I'm not necessarily putting this on the long-term care facilities themselves or their association or anything else. Find a way. Find
it's
a way.
The government the government won't give them any money if they don't do exactly what they say. And
you
that's where they're at in a bind right now.
I understand that, but you know, in North Dakota, for instance, you're talking about the Medicare and Medicaid payments that come to them, and they write the rules. North Dakota had a waiver for a while and had some say, I don't care. I mean, I'm thinking like it's pitchfork time. I don't care. If I'm a long-term care facility and I see people declining because they're eating alone, they're not seeing their loved ones or anything, I'm going to find a way. I'm going to find a way. And you're right to defend them. I have defended them as well because we've had, you know, these people on the program and asked about it. But I'm telling you, from Governor Burgum on down, from President Trump on down, something different has to be done. This is no way to take care of our loved ones. More coming up on What's Up.
Jeff is back from Collins & Kronk. So, Jeff, what makes Collins & Kronk different than the other financial advisors that are out there?
We can really tell our client's story.
What do you mean by that?
We sit down, we learn about what's most important to you and your family, your job. What do you want to do with the rest of your life? After we do all that and figure out what's important to you, then we develop an investment strategy to meet those goals and objectives. Most advisors want to tell their story and how great they are. We want to hear about how great our clients are. The more we learn about our clients and what's their story, the more we can help them. At Collins & Kronk, we want to know your story.
Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and tell them your story. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Service Advisors, Inc. 300 NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Suite 108. Call Collins & Kronk at 701-235-0119.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.